Hello, everyone. Thank you all for turning your dial to CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I am your host, Taylor McClure.
The federal government recently announced changes that will now make it easier for municipalities to regulate boating on their bodies of water. According to the press release, Transport Canada has recognized that the current process, which is known as the Vessel Operation Restriction Regulations, was too long and too complex for municipalities, and recognized that not only boat safety issues should be recognized or considered, but environmental impacts. That's when the local authority guide was simplified. CIDI had the chance to speak with Marie-Claude Bibeau, Member of Parliament for Compton-Stanstead, about these changes and how it will better serve municipalities looking to protect its waters moving forward.
Minister Bibeau, I wanted to thank you so much for joining CIDI to chat about the federal government's announcement that was made in Aircliffe. I really appreciate your time.
Well, it's really my pleasure, and I've worked so hard on this with Pascal, my colleague in Grand-Missisquoi, Pascal Saint-Onge. I'm really proud to share the news with you.
So, Minister Bibeau, I actually didn't have the chance to attend the press conference due to another interview commitment that I had that day, but I really wanted to inform our listeners as to what the announcement was and what is going to be taking place moving forward now. So from the details that I do have about the announcement, it's about helping municipalities have more control and decision-making over their waterways, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't know if you wanted to highlight the announcement a little bit more for our listeners.
Yes, of course. So if I may step back a little, it was a commitment that I've taken as a local MP. Back in 2016, after having had a meeting, a discussion with the 8 Lake Protection Association in our in the Eastern Townships, and they told me so eloquently, our lakes were at risk, and it was really important to pay attention on the way that, you know, boating was allowed in our lakes. And actually, everything related to boating is under federal jurisdiction, under the merchant, la loi sur la marine marchande. I think it's the Shipping Act, you know, it's a very, very old act that, you know, is particularly important for the St. Lawrence River. But when we're talking about our small lakes, it's completely different boating issues. And our municipalities don't have the capacity to regulate the speed, for example. So they have asked us to facilitate the process, because there is a process, but, you know, it could take up to 8 years, and it was very, very complicated. So what we've done is to first simplify the process a little for the municipalities, and then they had to submit their file to Transport Canada, and then it could take 2 years before they get the response back. So we have shortened the process significantly. And that was the news. So now the municipalities, as I said, they have to do serious homework. I mean, they have to clearly identify if they have, whether it is a security issue or an environmental issue. They have to very, you know, identify the problematic very well, and then do consultations, try to make, you know, the citizens aware of the issues, try to find a solution. But if they come to the conclusion at the end that it must be done through regulating boating, then they have to pass a resolution at the City Council and send it to Transport Canada. And now we don't have to go through the full national consultation. Now, because we have made a change to the Shipping Act, the Minister of Transport can, by decree, make the decision and allow the municipality to regulate. So this is what we were being asked by Lake Protection Association, but also by l'UMQ and l'AFQM, so the municipal unions in Quebec. They wanted to have more say on the decision on their territory.
Okay, so basically what municipalities can do now, what they couldn't do before, is kind of fast-track the process a little bit more, and they don't have to go through all of the national regulation process. Now it can be more fast-tracked?
Yes, it's being fast-tracked when it gets to Ottawa. So obviously, and it's important to put the emphasis on that. The municipalities have to be serious in their process. It has to, you know, be necessary to solve a problem, including an environmental problem, because we still want to protect, you know, free access to our lakes. But, you know, we might want to slow down in some fragile zone of a lake, for example. So as long as the problematic has been well identified, you know, there have been consultation and you know, awareness campaign and so on, then the Minister of Transport will look favorably to the request coming from the municipality or the municipalities, if there are many municipalities around a same lake, for example. So this is, you know, being, yes, fast-tracked. And in the same time, because actually the capacity of the minister to proceed by decree is a temporary exercise, let's say, because we are also going through a full consultation on the regulation. So people are invited to participate in this consultation. So the regulation will be changed, and also, you know, in the spirit of easing the process, but while making sure the process is being done in a serious way.
Okay, so it's not permanent, him being able to provide the decree. This is just for the time being, until everything is more set in stone and until municipalities can really take this process on themselves and go through with it a little bit quicker.
Well, I would say that we anticipate the fast track of it. So when the regulation will be changed, the minister will no longer have to proceed with the decree. Within the regulation itself, the municipality will be able to get the approval, and the final signature won't have to necessarily be the minister. It could be a senior official at Transport Canada. So the idea is not to return to a longer process. The idea is to make it easier within the regulation process. But in between, we can use the power of the minister to fast-track the process.
Okay, so at one point, you don't even want to have the minister as the middleman. You really want to make it even faster and not have to wait for his approval. It can be approved by another member of the federal government.
Or an official at Transport, a senior official at Transport Canada, okay. Which doesn't have to be, you know, an MP or a minister or, you know, a political representative. So it could be seen, like, for example, the deputy minister, or, you know, it will be built within the regulation, but this has to go through a national consultation before we figure out what will be the ultimate process. But the spirit of the change is to make it easier for municipalities. But once again, I don't want to, you know, some people think that, oh, a municipality may decide to privatize the lake and you know, cut the access. But it is the municipality really have to demonstrate that there's a problem and they have tried different ways to solve the problem, and regulation is needed to protect the ecosystem of the lake.
Okay. And one of my final questions for you, Minister Bibeau, was why is the protection of our water bodies top of mind for the federal government right now? That was something that I just wanted to ask you as one of my final questions.
Well, I will dare to say that this is a file that I've been carrying as a regional MP. And I've got the support of Elisabeth Brière in Sherbrooke and Pascal Saint-Onge in Bron-Missiswa when they got elected afterwards. So I've been working on it for 7 years, because in the Eastern Township, we know how important our lakes are in terms of, obviously, the environment and the ecosystem. It's and for many of us, it's the drinking water source as well. And it's also an economic resource for our regions across the country. So really, with the support of Bleu Massawippi, and particularly of Michel Gérin, who was the Director General at the time, I would say that it's thanks to the township's leadership that we got this through, and that, you know, our lakes across the country will benefit from our efforts.
Yeah, that's actually, I was going to ask you that. I know that the announcement was held in Ayers Cliff, so I was curious to know if this is because the Eastern Townships was a major actor in all of this and in getting this file moving, but it seems to be that they were, that our area did play a major role in making this happen.
definitely. I can assure you of that. this was my battle as a local MP for 7 years now. And just, you know, having this as a priority, a local priority, and then we were able to include it in our electoral platform, and then we could see it in the mandate letter of the Minister of Transport. So it had to go through so many, you know, steps, and Transport Canada put in place a national advisory body. We were well represented on this national council. So yes, definitely the Eastern Townships have been the leader in this.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Minister Bibo, but please feel free to mention anything else about the announcement or the upcoming changes that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Maybe you can, I guess you have links on your website or something like that, so maybe you can make the connection with the consultation where, you know, we invite people to participate to the consultation.
Yes, no problem. I have a written version that goes with each audio piece, so I'll make sure to include those links in there for people, so if ever they're interested in partaking.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate it.
CIDI reached out to Member of Parliament for Bromassisqua, Pascal Sainoche, for comment, but she was not available for an interview at this time. We also reached out to Conservation Lac Brome, the community organization that aims to protect Lake Brome, but they did not get back to us before press time. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.